Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I am Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career, life, and retirement coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. A few weeks ago, Sandpoint and surrounding areas experienced a remarkable lightning storm, and the wind was blowing, trees were falling, and one building that I know of got struck by lightning. So it was quite the adventure, and I was watching my friend's dog at their house on the lake with another friend of mine. We were just relaxing, being mesmerized by the lightning bolts coming out of the sky and cracking over the lake. It started to get a little bit late, and due to the weather conditions, my friend decided it was not a good idea for us to drive home. So we just kind of hunkered in, and then all of a sudden we saw lights in the driveway, and then there was a ring on the doorbell, and this beautiful woman and her two little boys were standing there and asked if they could come inside. That woman was Christy Osmundson, singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. Christy has earned a gold record, a Billboard Top 30 Songs Award, and multiple music award nominations. We were later joined by Christy's mom, Kathy Holm, who has an extensive background in nursing and nursing education. And we were all in for an evening I will never forget, getting to learn about these two amazing women and the synergy they have with one another and what it has allowed them to create. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Christy and Kathy will join us to share their fascinating story about how this mom and this daughter so beautifully inspired one another in their own uniquely talented ways. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thinking about selling or trading in your used vehicle? Why not donate it instead and help support Better Together Animal Alliance? Through our partnership with CARS, donating is easy. Just visit bettertogetheranimalalliance.org to get started. We accept almost any vehicle, running or not, including cars, trucks, boats, RVs, motorcycles, trailers, campers, off-road vehicles, heavy equipment, and more. Your donation helps local animals in need while putting an unused vehicle to good use. For questions, contact Steve Carruthers at Better Together Animal Alliance today.
Ready to feel stronger, more confident, and energized? At Backyard Kettlebell, you'll learn safe, effective kettlebell training with beginner-friendly coaching in a supportive, non-judgmental environment. Whether you're just starting out or looking to change up your fitness routine, our sessions are designed to help you build real strength that fits your life. Discover how kettlebell training can work for you at your pace with expert guidance every step of the way. 319 Church Street in Sandpoint. Stronger starts here. Backyard Kettlebell.
Hey y'all, Eli Wenders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever, taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Wenders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
At Fred's Appliance, we know that real life is piles of never-ending laundry, especially during 4th of July. But relief can happen for those who shop at Fred's Appliance. We don't do gimmicks, just clean laundry and everyday low prices. Right now, all laundry is on sale from GE, LG, Maytag, and more. Save big on top load and front load washers and dryers. Plus, save up to $800 in rebate. When you buy more, save more. Shop the largest supply of in-stock, get-it-today inventory in the region this 4th of July, only at Fred's Appliance.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
Hi, Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks, to do work, and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I'm a certified career, life, and retirement coach. My guests today are Sandpoint locals Christy Osmondson and Kathy Holm. Christy is an accomplished singer, songwriter, musician, and producer, and her mom, Kathy Holm, is a former nurse with an impressive background in nursing and nursing education. And I just learned some things that she's doing currently, and I'm going to let her share some of those things later on in the show. So welcome, you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh.
Crashing the radio stations and crashing your houses.
Like, yes, exactly.
The roof.
Shelter from the storm.
It's real. That's very
yes.
real.
Anyway, I've told this story so many times that I don't know if I just have my perspective, but I would love for you guys to share your side of what happened that night, because it was just magic, I think.
Well, it always starts with the Sandpoint High School choirs, because to me, that is right. It's kind of what runs the show here in this town. So Mr. Brownell was having his final end of the year concert and his retirement party. So this was like, we did this really fun reunion choir, like trying to get all the kids that have gone through, you know, all the choirs in the past in his classes to do a reunion concert. So we had been planning this for like the semester, basically. So it was a big deal, big party, so exciting, and had that amazing concert. And so we were driving home from the high school. Well, we walked outside and it was like everybody, we opened the door to the high school and it was like a freaking electric show that was happening, and the heavens were opening, and it was just it felt like an early tornado, but we don't get tornadoes up here, so it was really amazing, shocking to say the least. And so we were driving home, and the boys, I have two boys, Jesse and Jaden, and they're 5 and 7, and they were oohing and aahing at the lightning and the wind and all the rain that was happening, and everything was good. And I just started to kind of go, oh my gosh, I bet the emergency services are busy this day. This yes. night is going to be a busy night for yes. the electrical company. And so we got out to Odin Bay, and it's a windy kind of narrow road. And so we were just coming around the corner, and my mom was right in front of us in her car. We had driven separately. And I mean, we were like 20, 30 feet behind you. We're right behind you. So maybe a car length. Anyways. And so all of a sudden, and Jesse had said it, like, what if lightning strikes? And like lightning struck a tree right next to mom, comes down right over her car. And she just hit the gas and sped right underneath a falling tree that then took down the power line, exploded the transformer. My kids are screaming, freaking out, going, because we just barely, it missed us. I threw it in reverse and backed up. And he had just, Kootenay Elementary had just they brought the fire services and done the Smokey the Bear, prevent the forest fires, lectures for the kids, and all the EMS had been out there and explaining all this.
Oh, wow.
Jesse's going, we're going to have a forest fire. And ironically, this has happened before on Brad's property last summer. This happened anyways, where the electrical sparked and it started a bit of a fire. He got it out, but so all of a sudden I was like, oh no, we have an explosion of a transformer. Here we go. And everything, all the power had gone out, going out towards the end of Odin Bay. And so and then there was these live snakes on the ground, as far as I guess that's what we call them, for live wires. So I just backed up and I was like looking for the closest neighbor that still had electricity, and you guys were it.
Like, lights are on.
Hey guys, I'm your new neighbor. Yes. So anyways, I appreciate you. And thankfully these two beautiful ladies answered the door and were like, let's have some champagne and just enjoy the night.
Exactly.
So my son is freaking out, having total like, and my husband was flying in and landing in Spokane, like pretty much in that hour. So I was going, I don't know how they're going to reroute these planes or if they're going to be able to land okay. And he said it was a bumpy landing, but they got in okay. And so we had a really fun, you know, lakeside party, as we do, and enjoyed it. And then I kept thinking, well, maybe we could walk down along the beach and go like walk over to the house and miss these down power lines. Like I was just trying to be like, how are we going to navigate to the house? Cause it was getting a bit late. And then here comes mom on her little side by side Bebop.
Incredible.
And she goes, okay, I came to pick up my kids. And I'm like, how did you get on that road? Like there's down power lines, mom. And she goes, oh, I just drove under him. You just duck. He got Todd.
I love that.
Got the kids on the side by side, left the car at Brad's and drove back to the house and ducked under the power lines. And I was like, this is one of those things, boys, that we don't always do what our grandparents do, but sometimes we just gotta learn from it. Anyways.
Exactly. You gotta do what you gotta do in the moment, right?
That's real.
Can't teach that stuff ahead of time.
Yep. And your son was camping, if I'm not.
Yes, he was camping on the other side of the lake. And so I was like watching the lightning bolts hit over there. So it was quite the evening for
sure.
How
did his event
turn out? He was fine. He was fine. Yeah. So he was in a trailer, so I guess he was safe, but still those lightning bolts were crazy.
They were nuts.
I know. But thankfully we're all okay.
Yes.
So,
and I'm glad there was, I don't think there was any huge injuries or anything from that night that I had heard of.
No, but a friend of mine's apartment building got struck by lightning.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like,
so anyways, thank you, Jesus.
What a
Everyone
night.
Is okay. And I'm super thankful to the electric company for coming out and fixing the power lines so quickly. We called 911. I was like, I think I'm supposed to report this to you guys because there's live, it was live power at the time on the ground, and called the electric company. And anyways, everyone was so wonderful. And so cheers to all of you that are help out during the storm, because Lord knows Sandpoint sees a few of them.
Yes. And we never know when it's going to happen. So, but anyways, yeah. So I'm just happy that everything went well and I got a chance to meet you guys because it was a very fun night. And so then when my friends, I talked to them and I said, they go, well, you know who Christy is, right? I go, well, yeah, she told me, but I didn't know your music or anything. And so I started listening to it. I was like, oh my God, that's who I was talking to. And I just listened to your lyrics and your voice and your ability to play music. And I was like, oh my gosh. And you just are so humble about it. I'm like, to me, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so I just like, I have to always find out somebody's, what their background is and how they came to get to do what their beautiful gift is, because it doesn't happen for everybody.
Well, thank you.
I was born with it.
It is very cultivated by this community. Like, yes. Mom plays violin and the piano and the accordion. And then of course, Tammy and Mr. Brownell. I took voice lessons from Tammy for forever. I mean, Dave Gunter, I've played with Noelle, so Beth Weber, I played with. We had a group called the Fiddler's Hatchery. And
it started when she was four, playing the violin.
Yeah. Wow.
And there was like a whole bunch of us. And we all, not all, but I'm probably most of my like really best friends were from that. It was a fiddle group. We're going to be playing with a bunch of kids on the 4th of July parade.
Oh,
we're doing a float.
Okay. Good to know.
If you see little fiddlers, that's what we're attempting to teach them hot cross buns and minuet one. And hopefully Star Spangled Banner at some point. My kids are not there yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, fiddle music and violin music has really connected me to my friends and neighbors and community in this town.
Love that.
And the bluegrass jams at Mr. Onan's house. So it's been, and then it's a language of love. And so it has taken me all over the world. And if there's a guitar in the room, then I usually play it. And then that's how we share our stories. And I think I moved to Tennessee right after I went to Idaho State and the University of Idaho, and then went to Belmont University and learned songwriting. And we didn't at the time have a major for songwriting. And one of my co-writers for Fight Like a Girl, he's like, we need to write like a curriculum and put this in the school. Cause it was all like when we were doing music school, it was like, here, learn cover songs of, you know, Martina or Faith or whatever. And I was like, but I have stories and I want to tell my stories, you know? And so he goes, let's make this a songwriting. So we worked on that. I was there at the first class of the first semester of the songwriting major in Belmont University. I think every university should have a songwriting major. I think there's no better way to connect to humans than through their stories.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be that you're going to become famous or, perform in any way, shape, or form.
It's the way to write up. It's like we can take, Fight Like a Girl was a really important story. A girl here, a nurse at the hospital was going through, she was diagnosed with cancer, found out that she was pregnant and then was diagnosed with cancer and decided to not go through chemo while she was pregnant. And so Gracie was born and then Jenny was, an amazing mom. Anyways, her story was super powerful to me. And I felt like when we wrote the song, it was like we didn't realize how many people would come up at shows and go, oh my God, I'm going through that. Or, my mom or my aunt or my sister. And so we got to play with this whole, the Susan G. Komen program and that foundation and do tons of cancer fundraisers with, hospitals and organizations around the country. And I was able to help fund some of these new techniques that we were trying to further.
Right.
Like instead of mammograms, we funded a research program for ultrasound, which was much better imaging.
Right.
So if there was abnormal tissue growth, it was incredible imaging and you could just go in and, anyways, that was an amazing project. The song Cheater Cheater, by the way, there was a new baby at the time. Well, it was right before the new baby when we were writing that song and she was born. It was, Joey's, my co-writer's daughter was born with Downs and Tuesday, she went through an open heart surgery and she's doing great.
Oh.
So that was a miracle and amazing. And she was a miracle from that song. Like we were all like just digging through our own crap and like trauma and memories and all this stuff. And you put it to a melody and then it all of a sudden becomes something that we're like, high five. It is what it is. We're humans, you know?
And then you touch everybody and you give them a vehicle to like feel those feelings and
find forgiveness
and
all that stuff. And that baby made an appearance and it was beautiful. And then Joey ended up getting cancer right after the Fight Like a Girl, my co-writer. She had gotten cancer and she denied any treatment and they made an amazing movie about it. It's incredible. So I definitely recommend that movie. It's an amazing story. Her journey's just been incredible.
And what's it called?
I think with Joey and Rory, I think it was. And, so Joey and Rory and they featured the song. It was beautiful. Anyways, he continued and he just supported her in her choices, which was so sad to watch and hard to watch coming from my family is all in medicine. We're like, we can cure it.
Really? Just come with me.
Let's go. And she was like, I just want peace. And I want to, live the rest of my life how I want to live it. And he supported that choice. And anyways, they made an amazing movie about it. And her daughter's doing, incredibly well. And the story's amazing. Go check them out, Joey and Murray. That's an amazing movie. But anyways, what I'm saying is from these really hard moments, we write music and it points up and it, becomes positive. And, now it's amazing because we have AI that can basically do a more commercial version of the music that we can make, but it will never replicate, the heartbeats in the room.
Right. Right.
You can't make that up. You can't program that.
Yeah. Thankfully.
So, yeah. Will the circle be? It's a family situation. And so that's really important to, I think, for young songwriters to be able to find themselves in their journey and their music. So anyways, I just had a tangent. Sorry about that.
No, I love it. I mean, everything you said is just, it's so insightful about how you got to where you are, how meaningful it is to you. And when we have to go to break and we come back, I can't wait to hear your mom's side of it as well, because what a dynamo you must have been growing up, and how much fun to watch your evolution. So we're going to go to break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first round trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass technicians are certified and abide by the AGSC standard and can recalibrate your car's safety features. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
Winter Ridge is getting in some wonderful local veg. Garlic scapes, basil, cucumbers, and tomatoes, both heirloom and cherry, are coming in. Don't wait. Our North Idaho summer isn't long. We have melons galore right now. Try a snow leopard or a galea. Mini watermelons are just the thing for a hot day as well. The meat department is stocking seasonal fresh fish, and the bakery continues to amaze with delicious treats, including a wide variety of gluten-free options. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious since 1997 on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in Bull Trout Education and click on the online Bull Trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Craving great food and waterfront views? Come by boat or car to Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Enjoy fresh flavors, handcrafted cocktails, and stunning views of Lake Ponderay. Plus, live music every Thursday and Sunday. Open daily, noon to 8. Closed Tuesdays. Reserve your table now at pearlsonthelake.com.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad, and I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed. And he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career, life, and retirement coach. My guests today are Sandpoint locals Christy Osmondson and Kathy Holm. And before we went to break, we were just talking about how Christy's musical ability just, well, I guess she was born with it, which that I've got to hear a little bit more about. And what a beautiful evolution it's been in how you have been able to touch lives and help people express things and feel things. And I love that. And so because I just always look back to kids will be kids, but a lot of times it's the support and the nurturing and the guidance that they get from their parents and that allows them to do that in such a full way. So what was it like raising Christy with all the talent that she had, and you said she had it from birth. And so what was that like?
Probably my first, never a dull moment, but my first clue was when in church that the little church we went to didn't have a mother's room. So I just quietly nursed my baby. But when the music, would there be a song, she'd stop nursing and she'd sit up and she'd da, da, the whole song, pretty much, perfect pitch. And then these people would start looking around, you know, and I...
No. Now that they're looking, yeah.
But so many times it was, did you hear your daughter?
Yep.
She had perfect pitch.
Yep.
And she was born with a gift that most people don't have. Mm-hmm. The other daughter was so different. Her gifts are totally different, but she has beautiful, incredible gifts.
Evie is an eye doctor.
She's an optometrist in Seattle.
She's amazing. Eyes on you. Go check it out if you need glasses. She's incredible.
I love that. I love that. She married actually one of my health occupation students who's now my dentist. So,
Dr. Lawson, Patty Neggs, who is like, everybody in town knows Patty Neggs and Todd. And anyway, so he's a dentist over in Bellevue. So they have done amazing keeping us all, I'm like my brain moving forward, but I kept their music moving forward. So, you know.
Nice compatibility there for sure.
So it was great. I mean, we live on the lake, and so the lake was their playground. And when they got teenagers, of course, they said, Mom, it sucks living out here because it feels like you won't let us go anywhere. And it's just us.
So then we would take our paddle boats out and we would sneak over to our friend's house and we'd run away by canoe. We would kind of sneak out and run over to our friend's house. And I think about that. That's such a strange, it's like a not
it's
typical.
Not for everybody. Yep,
but
no.
It was normal to us.
Well, yes. But it was good times. And even though teenagers have different views about that, it's like, you know, my job is to keep you safe. So
yeah,
ask your friends over and here's the rules. And they did, you know, we had good times. There was a couple times I went and over to the JP Point and pulled her
Cooney Point.
Off.
Cooney Everybody Point. Remembers Cooney Point.
Because that's where the parties were. And I was working
Alicia.
At Sandpoint High School then. So that was the joy. There are no secrets. Kids tell me everything.
No.
They know where the parties are. And so I had all a heads up. And I could do drive-bys and make sure my kids were safe and doing what they said they were. So it was all good.
Perfect.
And
Started the health occupations in Sandpoint High School. And that is a thing we find literally 20 years later, we got a version down at Vanderbilt in Nashville. And I've been talking about that for years and years and years. Like, guys, if they can get their CNA certification in high school, they've learned hygiene. They've learned, you know, how to change, you know, beds, how to take care of people. And
your biggest thing they've learned is, do I want this or don't
yes,
I?
Yes, 100%.
I want for students to come out of high school knowing what they want or don't want mm-hmm. is a gift for them.
Yes.
So
a relief mm-hmm. as well.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's like so many have this vision of what nursing is all about because they want to be helpers. They want to, you know, make people's lives better. And then they don't understand that there's all the charting and all the data and the facts. And it's so much more of a left brain occupation. And a lot of times people go into it because their hearts are, you know, just driving them. But you're right, to just get the hands-on experience and to find out what that's really like, or to just dip their toe in it anyway, is great.
Well, and when we'd go to the nursing homes or the hospitals, I'd assign them to every single department that they had that would invite CNAs in. And it was a wonderful experience because they could see, oh, in radiology, this is what you do. And then, of course, I'd have an objective sheet. How many years, how much money are you paid, what's the negatives and what's the positives about this job?
Yeah.
So they had to do their interviews and at least start learning some other skills that will go along with really anything but the healthcare profession.
But so with your career path and as being an ICU nurse and nurses everywhere and then getting into education, so what kind of fueled that for you?
I like teenagers. I can play with them. And the beauty with the responses, teenagers their brains are still sponges. Mm-hmm. They aren't like dried up or frozen.
Or locked in one path.
Yes. So they will try on new concepts. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, why not? I mean, my kids thought I was all like, kind of crazy. I could never find my kids because everybody wore blue jeans and white T-shirts.
But then I think they did that on purpose.
Well, now
they
it's
still do.
Now, yep, it's yes. still. But it's the shirts are what change, and sometimes now the jeans have holes in them. So when you see all the holy jeans coming down, you know that they're in sync. But teenagers, the teenagers probably taught me more about humans and functionality, but they also inspired me to look at their own life and answer the question, who am I and what do I want? Mm. So we did some.
And also I have to plug her class. She's still teaching at the NIC Sandpoint building, Assistance with Meds, which I sat through a couple of those classes. It was great. So fun. Anyway, so I think that the one thing I was substituting at the high school this year, and I was telling everyone, I was taking a show of hands of who's going to U of I, who's going to, you know, where's everybody going after this? Boise, what are we doing? And I was like, there's opportunity in Sandpoint for just graduated high schoolers to stay here and go to school and learn what they want to do. And you can learn nursing, you can learn teaching, you can learn songwriting, you can learn all the things, and there is opportunity. So it doesn't have to feel like, and I felt like this when I graduated. It was like, okay, where are you going?
Exactly.
You gotta leave. You gotta get out of town.
See the world.
See the world and do all that. But there is opportunity here.
Well, in pretty much every appointment that I go to, usually somebody comes in and, oh, hi, K-Dog, you're still here.
Oh, I love that. So you've never taken a break. You've just kept it going in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I love that. That's such a great sign of doing what you love, that, you know, it's not about the paycheck. The things that are way more important than the paycheck.
And most of my friends will come in now with their kids, and mom will be looking at their kids. She's like, oh, I was at that delivery. I remember you first day.
Love that.
But I want to touch on, well, my second year, which I had my own life struggles. And we'd gone through divorce, and I had a train accident coming to school one morning. And it broke my neck in three places, and I am a miracle to be here. Mm. But it changed my life for the best. But speaking of writing your story and singing your song, it took you 15 years. You wouldn't even talk about it because of your own heart wound that you experienced. And then you wrote a song.
Yep. It's called God Sends a Train, and it is on the American Young record. And, go listen to it. It is, I'll play it for, I'll go find a guitar and play it. But saying this,
I wish
mom was on her way to, school to teach. And I was in history class, and our principal called, because back then kids, we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. She called the classroom phone. And was like, hey, your mom didn't show up for class today. And I just had this weird sinking feeling. And then she called again and she goes, Christy, this is not good. You need to get in here. And so I go running down to the office, and Mr. Wolno's looking like he'd just seen a ghost. And he was like, your mom got by train. And I just ran out. And I just remember all the way over there thinking, she's dead. There's no way she lived through this. And my mom, I'd never heard, like, fart was a swear word. So we had never heard her swear ever. And the emergency room doors are sliding open and shut. And I'm hearing this like, F this and F this and blah, like all this swearing. And I'm like, what is happening in there anyways? And it was like the hand of God woke her up, and I walk in, and, before that, mom had made us say fluff. Like that was that we had to say all the good words. And she was just swearing. It was like everything was coming out of her mouth. And she had gotten, there was a blazer that was automatic locking doors. She didn't have her seatbelt on. And somehow, we can't figure this out, was miraculously ejected through either the back folding, and then, but here's the thing, if this had happened, because this is a total miracle, if then it would have had to have closed and the wheel would have had to reclose. But so that was the only window that was broken and all the doors were locked. So they don't really know how she got ejected from the car, but that's what had saved her life. It was totally Jesus. And so she was conscious and had broken her neck and continue. Yeah. Tell the things that hurt.
Well, my neck. Three breaks. But
wow.
It's all good. I mean, I was C1, 6, and 7 were broke. But and in anatomy, we learned, we teach. If you break 1 through 5, they're connected to your heart and your lungs. You're done.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not done.
Wow.
I'm still here.
Yes, and yes.
A blessing.
So the train engineer shows up. Mom is at the house recovering. And he comes in and he starts crying. And he has this little
glass angel
that had been glued on her dashboard. And she had all these little angel figurines on her dashboard. And he said,
had one.
And he said,
it got transferred.
Yeah, he said,
I found this on the train.
Stuck on the front grate of the train, and it had a broken wing. And he handed it to my mom. He's like, "You're obviously, God is not done with you, and you have a reason to be here." And of course, how life works, Martina's Broken Wing song had just come out.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like, "What?" So then later on, I'm playing shows with Martina, and I'm like, "When I tell you that that was my song, like, you don't even understand."
No kidding. That is just a beautiful story. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks you guys for sharing that. I love it. I was going to ask you about that. So thanks for just evolving into that. But we need to go to break again. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Winter Ridge, we care about our community. Bags for Change, your 5-cent donation option for bringing in your own grocery bag, continues to raise funds for people in need locally. Your wooden nickels go to great causes, and we are always looking for more organizations to become involved. All you have to do is fill out an application. Please send your inquiry to Susie@WinterRidgeFoods.com. That's SUSIE@WinterRidgeFoods.com. If you're selected, you'll reap the benefits for 6 months. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious since 1997 on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
The festival at Sandpoint is back from July 30th through August 9th. You won't want to miss Rick Springfield, Mettland, Andy Grammer, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and more. Buy tickets and learn more at festivalatsandpoint.com. The festival at Sandpoint is back.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Hello, my name is Ryan, and I'm a fire prevention technician with the USDA Forest Service. Whether working to create defensible space around your home, pulling your dirt bike over to the side of the road, or just mowing the lawn, if you live in a wildland area, you need to use equipment responsibly. Lawnmowers, weed eaters, rototillers, chainsaws, grinders, welders, tractors, and trimmers can all spark a wildland fire. Do your part to keep your community fire safe. This message has been brought to you by the National Forest, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Wildland Fire Service.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. My name is Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career life and retirement coach. And this has been such a fun show with Sandpoint Locals, Christy Osmondson and Kathy Holm. And just looking kind of at how your lives have evolved and inspired each other and reached out to so many others in the way that you just synergistically are with each other. So I'm just curious, do you guys have any intentions for the future, you know, individually, together, or do you find that things just kind of unfold for you?
They unfold. We've talked about going back to my childhood, where I grew up, which was in Indonesia and Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
Because my folks are Christian missionaries. But the conditions haven't been too favorable. And then the gas prices went up. So
there's probably a reason for that, too.
My philosophy is love always has the answers, but my job is to patiently wait and just let them show up.
Love it.
So, I mean, I never dreamed that Christy and the kids would ever come live here, especially with me.
Yeah.
And so I've been blessed with two little grandkids that are absolutely astonishingly adorable.
Yes, they are.
And I'm the Gigi. But
yes,
I love every minute to be able to share that.
Yes. And you don't get that time back.
No. And a lot of grandparents don't even get that time.
I know.
So I am just over the lake thrilled.
I love that. And so, Christy, does that shape your future aspirations or what you want to do? Are you done with Nashville and all that? Or
no, we have a farm down there and it's, you know, busy. I'm always, I think, hoping to, you know, further the next step in my life. And then I always have friends that are working on their dreams and their passions. So my husband works for Curb Records and we have a Dylan Scott record out this week, which has been fun. So he's down in Nashville working on that. And then a Lee Bryce single coming out, Kelsey Hart's coming out. I have a song out with Ruthie Collins, called Just a Mama, which is my favorite song we've done so far. And she's due like the end of August, I think, with her second. So we've been doing all the baby stuff these days, which has been so fun. And then I'm working on my very first like Christy Osmondson album, which I've never done. I've always done like projects with groups and duos. And so my first album was Bombshell. And then we did actually two records that one got shelved. And then the second one, the Fight Like a Girl album came out, which is great. And then we did American Young, had two albums, and that was so fun and impactful. And we toured all over the world and got to play music, and help with the launch of C2C, which is country to country. And so the United States, we had gone over, and we're playing these like, you know, festivals like the Mumford and Sons style, kind of, it's like Americana style. 'Cause American Young was not working in America. Like we were playing lots of shows, but it was not resonating in radio. There was no, like, it just wasn't, you know, you can tell when people show up to the shows and they sing along and you're like, oh, this music works here.
Right.
And for some reason, Bombshell, that was working. American Young wasn't happening. And then we looked on the back end of Spotify, which is so helpful, because you can see where your streams are happening. And then we started booking like differently, which would be the top 10 markets of the Spotify plays. And so all of a sudden we'd show up to those places, which were the UK, Scotland, Ireland, and Germany.
That's so cool.
Which was nutty. And we'd show up and then you'd have a sold out show. And that was amazing. And people were singing the songs and they'd know the lyrics. And it was like, oh, well, this is why we're doing what we're doing. So that was amazing. And we got to go play China and play a 40,000 person festival in China. And it was just incredible. We were the only American artists on that. And we got to experience their music and their culture. And that's the C2C launched at the same time where when we went over and we were playing these European festivals, I was like, Americana or whatever they're calling this music over here is kind of like country music. I mean, so that's why they put American Young on the bill. And so the lineup would work really well. And so the C2C was, we'd played the O2 arena, and, you know, our friends that were putting the shows together, we'd be like, Little Big Town is going to work here. Like, Zach Brown is going to work. Like Kelsey Ballerini is going to work. Lee Bryce, if I could get him to fly, he would work here. He won't go to the UK.
No.
But they would love him over there. And so we were inviting our friends over, and we were able to play like downbeat with these huge festivals. And they launched Scotland, the UK, and they were selling out. They were doing incredibly well. So that was really fun to see American country music be welcomed over there as big as like Coldplay. I mean, country music. This is incredible to see that country music and American country music will do as well as Coldplay does. And you know, there's that many, they'll sell out the arenas. And so that is amazing to me to see that Spotify and the internet and everything, there's just a global reach. Right. It's different in China because they have their own internet system. Mm. And I mean, so that's been interesting to learn all of this stuff. But so working on new music, always writing new music. I am working on a Christmas project with my boys, and I'm trying to get mom to help play on some of these records, and I have
that would be fun.
Right. So I've kind of gotten some studio stuff set up here, and I've been, we actually cut the vocals and fiddle for Just a Mama. I think this is the first national release that we have recorded at least part of it out of Idaho, which has been super helpful. My friend Aaron Birdsall, for all of you songwriters, look him up. He's an amazing, amazing producer. He has a studio in Coeur d'Alene, and we went to high school together. He's amazing. He just finished the soundtrack for Train Dreams. Hmm. If you haven't seen that movie, go see it. It's incredible on Netflix. They filmed it up in Bonner's Ferry and around Spokane. So he's been working on really incredible movie soundtracks. I mean, just spectacular. And then, you know, and then music, we've been working on music. So it's been awesome for me to come back here and see where my friends have gone and what they've learned how to do. And then collaborate on that level. When mom would bring her health occupation students down for these conventions in Nashville, they'd stay at the Opryland Hotel and do all this stuff. And we'd take them over to the studios and show them around the studios. And they'd be like, wait, and you like this? Why? Like, I can't explain why when I go to a recording studio or a radio station or something, it just makes my hair all stand up, and I just feel the most me of all places. I love it. TV and film is fun, but something about the being a part of the sound of the soundtrack of what is American life. Cause that was the most important thing to me. Like, what was your playlist in your graduation high school class? Like, what were we listening to at that time? Cause whenever those songs come back on, that was that feeling. It takes you back to that feeling.
100%.
So what you do, it matters.
It does matter. Absolutely. Well, I think just listening to both of you guys and like I said, you individually, you're amazing women, and synergistically, it's just beautiful because I see that both of you have such a uniquely creative way of healing people. So it's like you've got the medical background and to have experienced what it's like from that side, from the scientific side.
Because I'm a skeptic. I have to have the science and I can believe it. Because I was born with religious concepts, but the proof, mm-hmm. So the fire and the train wreck and were the proofs.
Interesting.
And now I know that I know.
Miracles happen every day, all the time. You just gotta see it.
But there's some of us that were stubbornly stuck in
the lightning striking a tree right in front of me, almost hitting your car. I mean, again, I was like, "What? Well, of course, lady, this is her 17th life."
Oh my gosh! So. No, you guys are such a pleasure, and you know, Christy, you just you're able to express what the beauty and gifts from what your mom does in different ways that people can feel it. And I so love that. So anyways, this show has been so inspirational to me, and just getting to learn more about you guys and how exciting it is to like see people really step into their gifts and pull them forward so that other people's lives can benefit. So thank you so much for being on the show with
us
today.
Thank you for having us.
You are so welcome. So that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Be sure and join us next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. The rest of your life still lies ahead of you. What do you not want to miss?